From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
I'm Nigel Payne.
Yes, we are back together again, just in case you'd been missing us in all our togetherness. So this week I've jumped from Bath to London, and Nigel, where in the world are you?
Well, I've jumped from London to Melbourne. When I heard you were coming, I thought I'd get out as quick as I could. So I'm in Melbourne, Australia.
And you did a good job getting far away then, the other side of the world. So this week we're going to talk about curation, and because I'm going to be doing a bit of the talking about this, I'm going to hand over to you so you can quiz me a bit about it.
Yes, I'd like to. We're both, Martin and I, are running a boot camp on the 28th of October, which I hope you will enrol for. You can find the, we'll put the web URL on the website, so you can click on it and enrol. But one of the sessions that Martin's leading is a two-hour workshop on curation. So my first question to Martin is, why on earth would I want us to go to a two-hour workshop on curation?
If you spend a lot of time looking around the web, going out to websites to try and find information you need to help you either in your personal life, your professional life, or within your organisation, then you really need to learn how to kind of turn that on its head and let the web come to you, so that you can therefore be really good at organising or finding and organising relevant information to what you do, so that you can then use some tools to share that back out to whoever that might be. It might be people in your team, it might be your peer network. On a personal level, it might just be friends and family. So the reason you would come is because it's going to be a very practical 2 hours in which we'll look at the concepts, but really I just want everyone to get their hands dirty. I want them to have their devices with them, and we are just going to set up some tools and look at some techniques for how to make the web work for you.
So is curation a state of mind, a kind of attitude towards resources, or is it about the right tools that allow you to do stuff that you can't do without those tools? Or is it a combination of both those things?
I think it's a combination of both. So I talk about mindset and tool set. The mindset bit is really, really important, because if you think about information in terms of information overload and the fact that you haven't got enough time to find what you need to find online, then that kind of mindset frames finding information as something that's basically an uphill struggle. Now, the problem with that is that there's more and more information coming online, and that kind of way of framing it's just never, ever going to improve for you. So I think that mindset is really hiding to nothing. It's a bit of a dead end, and down that dead end lies a lot of frustration and the fact that you won't be able to really find what you need to just get on. The flip side of that, the mindset that we're looking at really is this idea of, how can I be good at filtering the web? What tools can I use? And this is where the tool set comes in. What do I need to use to really efficiently bring information to me so I can sort it out?
It's both mindset and tool set. And so what you're going to do is give people some hands-on, so that they're not just going to talk about it in theory or give examples of what other people did. You're going to get people to do it on the day, and in doing it they'll begin to develop the mindset by using the tool set. Is that a kind of crazy way of expressing it?
That's a very good way of expressing it. Put it this way, one of the tools that I like is called Listly, and it's a really simple tool for putting web content into lists, and you can organize it in terms of, you know, what's first and what's last in the list. But more importantly, you can add some context to each addition that you make to that list. Now, say if you're working in learning and development and you think that things such as leadership, team building, innovation, creativity, management, performance management are really important to the organisation, what would you do if you were sharing some stuff with your team or even your peer group around really good stuff to look at to get up to speed? Now, currently, you might be bringing in leadership experts to be talking to the organisation, but you could actually set some context around that by creating a really useful list of, say, 5 or 6 articles or videos or podcasts, put that together and share it. And that's what I'm talking about. It's like, actually, you, very quickly, you can pull together some relevant information that A, helps you get up to speed with your subject areas, and B, helps you make, it gives you credibility in your organisation, because suddenly you're the person that actually knows what they're talking about and shares it with people who think, oh, actually, this stuff's really good and really relevant and important. And I think with all of these subject areas, this, the default position might be currently that you have to create content. Whereas we all know in all those topic areas I just listed, there's absolutely fantastic stuff online. And this is why having the right mindset and the tool set can help us get to that stuff and share it effectively.
So what you're saying is that it's not simply about pointing to information. It's about commenting on it, annotating it, pointing out why it's relevant, adding some value to just the pure naked object that's sitting there, and in putting more than one thing together, that in itself makes a kind of commentary. So you're adding your own brain power to the resources that exist, and therefore creating something that's more than just the sum of those resources. Is that fair?
Absolutely. This is all about context. If you're in learning and development, you might well have heard of Harold Jarkey's Seek, Sense, Share approach to curation, in which he's got this framework that makes perfect sense. You know, I think it's up to individuals to work out, and this is where the mindset really comes into play, is to work out what actually they need to do, which is useful for themselves and for others. And really, you could pull together 5 great articles on authentic leadership and share that without much commentary. But because people know who you are in the organisation and you know about leadership, for example, they might think, oh yes, actually, that person is sharing something because I know who they are, I know what they bring, I know what their knowledge and experience is. So they are well placed, they have some authority to be sharing stuff on that topic. That might be enough, but I think the process of curation is about adding value, really. It's about helping others determine whether something is worth looking at or not. So to package stuff up, a few things together, give it a bit of commentary and share it so people can see some of that commentary can be very powerful.
Yeah, so it's basically helping yourself to help your community. And that means everybody wins. And plus, what you're saying is that it helps people get on top of information rather than feel drowning and completely intimidated. They see the easy availability of so much information as a source to be mined and explored and turned into value.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's also just worth remembering that no one ever taught you this. No one ever taught you how to use the web effectively. It still isn't really taught as far as I can see. So this is about individuals really taking control for themselves, because, you know, we talk about digital literacies. I think that's a term that is important in all of this. I think if you haven't learnt how to use the web, how to use search engines effectively to find what you need, then it can be really hard to get to what you need. But luckily, the web's been around long enough for some really great free tools to now exist that can help you get there. So I think this is about getting skilled up in how to use the web properly.
It is, and in some ways, it's getting skilled up about surviving in this world that we live in. It's as important as that, you know, that being able to cope with information overload and turn it to your advantage. It becomes a kind of critical work skill and almost a critical life skill as well.
I think so. If you really do want to be on top of the things that interest you personally and professionally, then you've got to know how to do this stuff because other people are. I'll give you a great example, a current example. So Google has just announced that it's changing its name to, or it's got a new holding company called Alphabet. Now, I follow lots of feeds, lots of web feeds come into a feed reader that I have. And Google made this announcement on its own corporate blog. And then all of a sudden, you've got all the tech blogs and news services writing that story, and they all link back to that Google blog. Now, for me, I've got those feeds, and I can see, you know, I could see that story and where it originated. And that doesn't make me particularly, it doesn't put me in the know necessarily. But actually, if you start to use the web effectively, and you can get those sources yourself first before they get regurgitated into other stories, because people publish stuff and then you can see that as soon as they publish it. I thought that was quite interesting because it's a good example of, you might have got that story on the BBC a day later, but actually you could have just got that from the source the minute it had been published. And all that meant was that I just had a tool to do that for me. And anyone could have that. And that's how it works a lot of the time.
I absolutely understand what you're saying. And it makes people feel much more confident about going to original sources. And it also means that they're beginning to question evidence. They're not just taking everything from secondary sources, but beginning to explore primary sources, which is very good. So I think we should leave it there. That's a very clear and straightforward explanation of curation. And if I wasn't going to be at that boot camp, I would have already been looking for the URL, ready to pay my money. I think 2 hours with you doing a bit of curation will be time well spent. Martin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nigel. From scratch.